Good morning. My name is Emily Colson, and I am very blessed to be Chuck Colson's daughter. Today we celebrate a life well lived. I am thankful to be old enough to have known my father before he became a Christian, and to see the change, the transformation in my father when Christ ruled in his heart. My father still had the same intellect and drive and passion for life, but a softness came over him. I think about my dad's office in his home in Florida, the desk, highly polished, where he worked tirelessly. And I think about the overstuffed green chair in the corner, where every morning he would kneel and pray. I think of the 3x5 cards my dad carried in his pocket underneath his jacket. There were 15 or 20 of them there, an ever-growing to-do list. But in that list, he also had names, people that he prayed for every day. My dad became, as Scripture says, a new creation, and he loved his family differently. My father, in his work, changed people all over the world, and he also changed his family. That drive became a source of an affectionate joke in our family. We love to get together for family reunions and vacations together, and all of our family would be so excited to relax for a week together, and we would find ourselves in one scheduled fun activity to the next scheduled fun activity. And then my father would announce, he would declare, "Let's all take 5 minutes and relax." I was teasing him about it one day, and he looked at me just with a hint of a smile, and he said, "Emily, 6 minutes would be wasteful." But even with that drive, when I would call my dad or when he would call me, which was daily, sometimes it was more than once a day, you would think my dad had nothing else to do in his life. He was fully present. I thought he only did that for me. But I now know he has done it for everyone in our family. He put us first. God first, family second, above all else. That's the mark of a great father and a great leader. I encourage all of you who are fathers to understand the powerful impact you can have in your children's lives. Don't miss it. My father loved his family. He and Patty just celebrated 48 years. Patty has been there as a partner in ministry, has kept my dad humble and well-fed. My dad loved his 3 children, his grandchildren, and he almost lived to see his first great-grandchild, who will be born next month. But perhaps for me, the greatest mark of my dad's character has been his relationship with my son, Max. Max is 21 with a diagnosis of autism. And when we would come, which was frequently, my dad would clear his schedule and do nothing else but be present for Max and do everything Max loved. Because Max needed his grandfather. And as it turns out, his grandfather needed Max. My father has stood by his convictions even when no one else was looking. My father